Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Tyrone, because I'll take up your time. You won't even have any time. And you'll be trying to pull my coattail, and I have to tell you, leave me alone.
Hallelujah. Y'all look lovely out there. Amen. Look at somebody and just say, you look all right. Oh, come on, somebody. Look at somebody else and say, oh, you look pretty good tonight. Thank you for coming and sitting beside me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just make a shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He is good. Amen. And his mercy, what does his mercy do? His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, I've been young and now I'm old. Come on, somebody. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. That's a covenant we have with our God. Amen. Look at somebody and say, it's our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn to your Bible. Let's pray first. Father, we're so grateful. We thank you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, my. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, as we come into this place, Lord God. We thank you for your very presence that's here tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that he's moving on our behalf, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now in the name that our lives will no longer be the same. But, Lord God, we'll be stirred up and that we'll go from glory to glory. We'll be better and better and healthier, stronger and stronger and more committed to you than we ever have before, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this word won't fall on deaf ears, but it'll fall on people that are open and receive the word and to be a doer of this word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read probably most of this chapter tonight, but you got to follow along. You got to hear me tonight. Amen. I said, verse 1, let a man so account. I'm in chapter 4, so no, that is not right. Amen. Tell me to get where I'm supposed to be. Amen. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Look at somebody and say, in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Amen. In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Say, by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Somebody say, freely given to us. Of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things unto spirit with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? but we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Say, we have the mind of Christ. The Bible talks about in John 10, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, it talks about the voice, knowing the voice of your father, knowing the voice of the shepherd. And in John chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, it says, come on, put it on screen for me.